vyaratugoye cyane gose kumva yuko hari intambara ihaye ishika kandi n'imibereho.
It was bad for us when we heard that civil war may return. The ruling party's speeches made us fear a new war and that I may lose my little children.
With memories of Burundi's 12-year civil war from the turn of the century still fresh in his mind, Michel didn't hesitate in fleeing with his family when violence broke out in his hometown last year.
I had enough. I grew up in a war. I lived in the bush for 4 years. I spent my childhood as a refugee in Tanzania. We are tired. It is hard to have no home. Sometimes people flee to the camps just to have a little rest from the war.
Michel, who's 32, along with tens of thousands of other people, fled Burundi after a failed coup attempt against President Pierre Nkurunziza. According to Amar Asiyama of the UNHCR, many of them lived in appalling conditions in a small Tanzanian town.
There was a spot in a place called Kagunga, which is a small lake shore village, 3 hours by ship from Kigoma. The estimate number there was around 60,000. There was nothing for them, but they were hosted, I have to say, by the local population who had nothing themselves, and until such a time that there was an outbreak of cholera.
So the UNHCR brought many patients, seriously ill with fever and diarrhea, to Nyarugusu on a German World War I warship, which had been serving as a tourist attraction on the lake. Over a 2-week period, dozens of trips were made, transporting around 300 people at a time.
Our objective of saving lives in all sense, like including the evacuation, emergency evacuation from the island, we call it island, all of it were achieved. But we still have great challenges in the camp.
Michel, his wife, their 4 children and their grandfather live in a single tent. It has UNHCR emblazoned in blue across a once white background. But nearly a year of torrential rain and scorching sun has taken its toll on the family's spirit.
The tent has a hole over there where water can get in. We are next to the toilets, which many of us have to share. They aren't designed for so many people and are very dirty. They are not kept clean. There are 7 of us in a small room. It's not easy.
Nyarugusu is too small for the roughly 125,000 refugees from Burundi alone. A second camp is already full and others are planned. But wherever refugees are taken, there's a lack of basic necessities.
We don't know where to start, I have to say. It's like you have to do everything.
The UNHCR needs replacement tents, stoves, lamps and new water tanks. Makeshift schools are built with plastic sheeting, and there's a lack of medical facilities and medicine. The agency's funds just won't cover everything, despite budgeting 155 million euros for projects in Burundi this year.
I wouldn't say that the international community is not giving enough, but the truth is we know the situation of the humanitarian crisis in the world. And our emergency, unfortunately, has not captured the attention that other emergencies are having. And so it has been difficult. It has been very, very difficult.
And it's likely to get worse. Even if the crisis in Burundi is resolved quickly, many refugees have nowhere to return to. One camp resident, Frank, lost his whole family in the conflict.
It's true that life here in the camp is wretched, but a bad life is better than death. I can't go back to Burundi. I would rather die elsewhere than where my parents' and siblings' blood was shed.